Yeah. Leonard Skinner and Freebird. You're listening to Radio Caroline, broadcasting on Merlin Network One all over the world. Just a reminder of our frequencies. We are broadcasting in Europe on 3955 on 7170. That's also covering Asia. In Europe and the Middle East, the frequency is 9645 kilohertz. To North America, there are three frequencies, 9780, 11985 and 13690. Three frequencies in North America, and in Europe and the Middle East, the frequency is 11915. This is Radio Caroline, Johnny Walker with you on a special broadcast to celebrate 31 years. What's so special about 31? Well, every August 14th is special, and it's a time when certainly I kind of relive the moments of being lucky enough to be on the ship. I used to listen to pirate stations in Birmingham, and they're pretty hard to get during the day. And I clambered out on the roof and draped this enormous piece of wire around the house. I could pick up Radio Caroline and the other pirate stations in Birmingham. And I used to love the feeling I got from listening to Radio Caroline. So I can understand exactly what listeners are trying to say when over the years, and especially tonight when they call in. And it, as I say, it's brilliant to be here with 5 megawatts power. Sitting across from me now, Ronan's just gone off to get a little bit of music. All You Need Is Love is on the way, and it is absolutely unbelievable that amongst all us crew, we didn't have it with us. But like I said, we just, you know, we went wrong on that one. Peter Moore is a guy that has supported Caroline over the years, and most especially in recent times, has been the one driving force to keep the ship, the Ross Revenge, in some sort of fit condition. And I went out there yesterday with a BBC film crew, and they've got a soul night coming up in September, a theme weekend of soul music on BBC Two, and they were asking various people to pick a significant soul record in their lives, and I suggested Percy Sledge, Warm and Tender Love. So we went out the ship with the film crew yesterday and recorded a piece that'll be on BBC Two sometime over that soul weekend, only be about 3 minutes long, but there should be some shots of the Ross Revenge and the studio there at the moment. So just remind us, Peter, where it is for those who are visiting England who want to go and see the Radio Caroline ship.
The ship's moored at Queenborough in Kent, on a river, obviously. And you can get there by going to down the A2, M2, and then branch off towards Sheerness and find Queenborough. It's very easy. There's only one bridge onto the island, one road. And we have a boatman who'll take you out there. So if you check our website, it tells you how to get in touch with him. Caroline website is www.radiocaroline, with no separation between the words, .co.uk. Tells you all about the station and how you can go and have a look around the ship, as you did yesterday.
Yeah. And she's looking pretty good, too.
She's coming along. It's a big job, but we're getting there. The ship has been in terrible condition in my time, and now she's getting better again, which is very pleasant. It's like seeing somebody who's been very, very sick gradually get well, and now she's on convalescence.
Here's some friends of Radio Caroline.
New to the UK, Dynamite, the explosive high-energy drink. If you need an energy boost for sport or leisure, Dynamite Energy Drink is effective, delicious and completely legal. Free phone 0800 783 2307 for your nearest stockist. Or if you'd like to be an agent for this exciting new product, for work, sport, leisure or pleasure, choose Dynamite, high-energy drink. I like Dynamite because it keeps me going all night. To join the Dynamite explosion, call 0800 783 2307.
This is Johnny Walker on Radio Caroline, broadcasting via the Merlin Network One. Peter Moore, where were you on the 14th of August in 1967? What was going on in your day?
Oh, well, I can tell you exactly what I did. For the days leading up to August the 14th, I stayed up all night listening to the radio because I knew it was going to go, and I couldn't bear to lose it. For me, it was like...
You knew it was going to go on, you mean?
Well, I knew a lot of it was going to go for good, and particularly Radio London, so yeah, I thought, well, yeah, I'll soak up what I can. It was very sad. It was basically like sitting, talking to a perfectly healthy person, knowing that they were going to get shot for no good reason, you know, and there was nothing I could do about it. But on the day in question, I took the day off work and I listened to the radio, and my parents were bustling around, and it wasn't emotively right for me, so I got in my car and I went and sat out in the countryside, and I listened right through to midnight, and then I had a little cry, And the rest is history. Here I am today. I never thought I'd be sitting here, or certainly not with you anyway.
Yeah.
It was an emotive time. It was. I can't really put it into words, but it was a very important thing for me.
I remember on the ship, and I do want to say this on behalf of disc jockeys, who it was a very personal decision. There was never any pressure on me to remain with Radio Caroline. It was, Johnny, we're going to keep going. It's entirely up to you. I talked to my parents about it because, from what we understood at the time, I would have to go into exile and not come back to England for at least a period of 2 years. And I was liable to prosecution and 2 years imprisonment under the Marine Offences Act for a period of 2 years following my final broadcast. So I knew, and I remember saying goodbye to my mum and dad in Birmingham, and that was pretty emotional. Robbie Dale and I had a week on shore leading up to the 14th of August, and we had the most amazing week. And the night I'll never ever forget was at a ballroom in Kent called the Bell Tavern. And when I got there, there was a queue as far as I could see of people waiting to get in. Procol Harum was playing live that night. And that week, they were number one with White as Shade of Pale. They'd been booked months ago. Nobody knew, you know, that they were going to have a number one record. Ronan had arranged for the entire inside of the ballroom to be covered in flowers. Everywhere you look, there's nothing but flowers. The place was absolutely packed. Robbie and I were on stage. And the support of and good wishes from the people there that night, and again the people who were in London at Liverpool Street Station when we left to head out to Harwich, where we caught a boat to the ship. The people at Harwich, old ladies came up to me with cake tins. Here you are, Johnny, here's a cake, here's a pullover, here's some socks, keep you warm during the winter. Your family to us out there on Radio Caroline, you know, and we wish you well and keep going. Now, for the DJs who'd been on board the ship, they didn't have that. They'd been sitting out there on Caroline, just thinking the worst of what might happen if they continued to broadcast. So for all those DJs who decided it probably wasn't a good idea for them to remain with the ship, I say to you now, we all understood. We were disappointed, but we understood. And had you experienced a week like Robbie Dale and I experienced, just maybe your decision might have got the other way. But there we are. There was a very brave guy called Ian McRae who'd never DJed a music program. He'd read the news on a station on a fort called Radio City, and he decided to come out and join us. There was Robbie Dale and myself, and when we got to the boat, we were greeted with the sight of all the DJs, all with their bags packed, all of whom got on the tender and went back to England. So, again, as I say, in the history of Caroline, you make do with what you got. So we just thought, well, I said, I'll go on, Robbie, for the afternoon. You go on at 6 o'clock, and then I'll go back on at 9 o'clock, and then we'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. And funnily enough, we had our last legal supply boat that we called the tender. Suddenly arrived on the boat at 11:30. On board, I think, was Stevie Merrick, I seem to remember, a mad DJ from Birmingham who called himself Spangles Maldoon. So, you know, although we didn't expect it, suddenly he was help, you know. And as Ronan said, he was running around London persuading anybody foolish enough to go down to Harwich and get on a ship and go out to Radio Caroline. But I remember very distinctly Robbie Dale coming into the Caroline studio at 3:05, very emotional, very red-eyed. He'd listened to Radio London closing down, and it was very dignified that the way they went. They and all the other pirate stations closed down at some point on the 14th of August, and Paul Kay, the newsreader on Radio London, just said the time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is closing down, and they played their wonderful theme tune known as Big Lil. And Robbie came in very emotional, very upset, very sad, and welcomed new listeners, the Radio London listeners, to Radio Caroline. I remember him saying, now we're on our own. It was the most amazing experience of my life, and every time I hear All You Need Is Love, there's a lump in my throat again. And we're going to hear it. We put out a plea for it, and it's on the way. So I don't know who's bringing it, but when they get here, we'll sit them in front of that microphone you're in front of, and say thank you to them. There's an experience that I would have loved to experience which is to stand on the moon and look back at planet Earth. And for those who have done that and who've been in space and look back at this blue, shimmering, beautiful planet in the universe, their lives have been changed profoundly. And there's a woman by the name of Julie Gold who imagined that sight of viewing planet Earth and wrote a song about it. Many people have recorded it. Nancy Griffith's version is my favorite, but this is pretty good too, from a great singer called Bette Midler. If we're broadcasting to the world, I can't think of a better song to play than this one.
Even though we are